Everybody, welcome to another segment of Tony's show. And tonight I'm going to talk about a bunch of different things. You know, things I've been just sort of, I think about sometime. Ever wonder why every time we turn around, something's going on? Something is attacking, assaulting, degrading, derailing, deceiving, manipulating, you know, chaotically constructing, you know, all kinds of wonderful things. I had a bit of a glitch there, so it seems like it skipped. It's just my mic did something. Anyway, I thought about it, and I thought, you know, it almost seems like we're on planet Earth to be experimented on. And this is just my hypothesis, my theory, my thoughts. That you don't do these kind of things on in general unless they're test subjects in a laboratory. Constantly trying to figure out what's it take to create whatever anomaly you want to create. What's it take to break down, in my opinion, in this situation, what's it take to break down a man? What's it take to break down a woman? What's it take to break down a family structure? What's it take to break down a government? What's it take to break down an economic stability? We're going through all these things right now. Yeah, you know, we got a tadpole in Ottawa, representative of the WEF. He's got this smug face. I want to like hit so hard. You have no idea. I look at that and I just want to just tear it off, you know, kind of thing. Today, Tadpole decided he wants to take away the gun rights in Canada. And I'm reading the comments on Twitter, and I can't believe how stupid people are. Anybody who thinks that guns are dangerous, you know, they can be, for sure. If I point a gun at your head and pull the trigger, it can be dangerous for you, for sure. But generally, most sane people don't point guns at people's heads unless it's only for defense. But if you really want to ask, what's it like to have the government take away your guns from you? Go ask the Native Americans or Native Indians in North America. Go ahead, ask them. What was it like when the government took the gun away from you? Did they take care of you? They'll say, oh yeah, they took care of us. Yeah, they raped our women. They injected us with vile substances. They genetically tried to alter us. They put us in these reserves where the land is harsh. We don't even have clean running water. We don't even have heat half the time. And the food they give us is nothing but shit. And we can't do a damn thing about it because we have no guns to defend ourselves. Go ahead, ask the natives. Go ahead, ask them. Go ask the people in Cambodia. The 11 million that got killed after the government banned guns from Cambodia. Wow. Why don't you go ask the Germans when Hitler did the same thing and 13 million of them got wiped out? Why don't you go ask the Chinese leader, Mao Zedong or whatever his name was, you know, 20 million he wiped out when he took away the guns? You know, I don't know what's going to take for Canadians to wake up. I really don't know. I have no idea. And this pacified, you know, nipple-sucking attitude that Canadians have, you know, they have to be suckled by some tit. It really amazes me that this has been going on for so long. But I'm going to say this in a very earnest way, not to be in any way, shape, or form insulting, but Canadians are sucks. They really are. If they're crying about guns and guns being dangerous, you know what? In one way, I hope I'm not in the country when it happens. But in one way, I hope they do take away all the guns in this country for all you suckhole wine bags that just can't get enough nipple because you can never eat any real meat in your life. That the government will take away your guns and then they'll start eliminating every fucking one of you. That's how I feel and think. Because you think that a gun is dangerous. The only people that kill are people that are people. People kill and they can use all kinds of means of killing. And some of you may argue, well, you know, look at what happened in Texas. Look how many people die every day in car accidents. Are we going to ban every automobile industry out there right now? The only reason why they're attacking the gun industry right now is because they're not as powerful and they don't make as much money as GM, Ford, Chrysler, the telecommunications, the biogenetics, and so forth and so on. If they're making trillions of dollars every year, I guarantee you the governments in the respective states or provinces would kiss their ass for a token to get reelected. Now, like I said, this whole thing's all power play in politics, but we have an idiot in Ottawa. Guy can't even put a pair of socks on properly, and he's running the country. I've been alive 60-some-odd years. I grew up in a very violent neighborhood where I grew up. People had guns. People died, for sure. But let me point something out to you about that situation. People that live in ghettos and slums, the reason why they live in ghettos and slums is because the banks, the banking institution and the governments, respective governments, put them there. Some of you may say, well, they didn't want to work. They were lazy, blah, blah. No, they didn't. It's not that they didn't want to work. The governments created such a hostile environment with racism, with ethnicities, with culture, with religion, that it stopped people from getting opportunities otherwise they would have had. And as a result, they can't get money to borrow from the banks because the banks will reject them. Consider them a high risk. So they're caught in this vicious loop. And then what winds up happening in those environments, because they have high levels of poverty there and desperation, that's when people start power playing, because they realize that in this life, in this world, in order to get ahead, you have to have power. In a ghetto or a slum, that means a gun. Now, if they regulate the gun industry like this idiot wants to regulate, the only people that will have guns, and they will come after the non-gun owner, are the government and the criminals. And you may as well say they're one and the same. I keep telling you, never, 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 ever, ever, never, never, ever trust the government, ever. Like I said, go ask the natives. Go ask the aboriginals down in New Zealand and in Australia. Go ahead, ask them. Ask them how the government took care of them, too. They put them on a similar idea with a reserve or an isolation. And they don't have, like I said, they don't even have running water. But they also don't have the means to defend themselves, either. So, and that's the only thing, whether you like it or not, it's the only thing that will stop a government from going rogue. Look at Australia. Look at all the bullshit they've gone through in the last 2 years. Look at that thing they got down in New Zealand. Look how it's been screwing that country. I bet you if everybody was armed in Australia and they had marched down to the Capitol there, I bet you that the Prime Minister there would have kissed their ass. Oh, wait, I changed my mind. Oh, I didn't know you're going to kill me. Oh, yeah, we're lifting everything tomorrow. No more masks, no more pandemic. It's gone. That's how fast that might have ended. Now Canada's going to become the new Australia. The new Australia. And the United States is chomping at the bit now, because they're going to see what happens in Canada. We didn't know what happened in Australia. And people forgot, too, that in Australia, the crime rate went up like about 80% after the guns were taken away. I remember reading articles about Australia where a farmer had his house broke into. Two guys had guns, and the farmer had a shotgun. He killed one. Should have killed the other one, too. He got 10 years for defending his property. Now, some of you might say, well, that's a little harsh. No, it isn't. If you come through my door with the intent of robbing me, and I have no idea what your other intentions are, if you wind up on the floor in a bloody mess, that's your problem. Your problem, you know. That's how I see it. Now, the law may not agree with it, but I really don't care about the law. In this regard, you have a right to protect your property. Now, in Canada, shooting people is a no-no. But it's interesting, because I did talk to an OPP in London 1 year. And we got into a discussion about guns and so forth and so on. He says, well, you can't do that here in Canada. So I get that much. I says, now how do you, if somebody comes at you with a stick or a knife, what do? He says, well, you can go one better. You can go one better. Now, the other thing, too, about handguns and whatever, Prime Minister now is going to try to stop the marketing of handguns and bullets and black market. You know, all you got to do is buy a and I'm going to say this. I think everyone has the right to protect themselves from the government. Look at what we have in Canada. I don't trust them as far as I can shit. But get yourself a 3D printer. You can make one that way. Somebody say, well, you shouldn't tell people this. Yeah, I should. I'm all about giving people information that they might help them. Because anybody gullible enough today, and I read somebody, well, I'm in Australia and we haven't had guns. I don't feel endangered. Now, when I read stuff like that, I know that's from their side. There's some idiot who's, you know, who is working for them, getting paid to write these articles. I talk to Australians. I talk to everybody pretty much across the planet. And I'm just saying this. Everyone has a right to defend themselves, and everyone has a right to make sure that the government keeps an arm's length from you. This is not going to bode well for Canada. And some of the, and I've heard some of these podcasters, they are such suckholes. They say, oh, you don't want to go down that route. No, nobody does. Nobody in their right mind does. But never take away the only thing you have at this point in life to keep your enemy at an arm's distance from you or make them think twice before they make a move on you. You take away the right. And again, sometimes I wonder when I hear these podcasters, they're working for the government, pretending to be on your side. Pretending to be whatever. Because if you're coming from a point, place of weakness, and Ronald Reagan said this when he was negotiating with the Russians, if you come from a place of strength, they will listen to you. That's even in the animal kingdom. The strong rules. When they growl, everybody pays attention. Is it better you come from a place of strength than weakness? Because if you come from a place of weakness, you're not going to get listened to. They're not going to go, oh, poor baby, have another nipple. They're not going to do that. They're just going to look at you and say, well, you know, we have the upper hand and we're going to keep it that way. It's our way or the highway. So anyway, we have that going on in Canada. I did put a couple links up there for people to look at the pictures. Yeah, you know, and you know what's other, the other interesting thing too that astounds me is how people have forgotten in the last 60 years, for those of us who've lived this long, how much shit the government has pulled on the general population. These young people don't have a clue what's coming. They don't have a clue what the government is going to do to them. How the governments of the world are going to rape them and make them their main dish to consume. You know, like I said, everything seems to be an experiment. Everything has been weaponized. There's not one thing that hasn't been. Even your words can be weaponized against you. This is the world we live in today. Nobody should be agreeing to this with this frickin' tadpole. We don't have, like I said, in Canada, we don't have any premiers here that have any balls. None of them have any balls. They're all useless. They may as well be castrated. Maybe they are. Because they are sure as hell ain't doing nothing for the people in the general population. And the way they're going to go about this, again, it's going to be a slow, subtle, this is what they learned from Australia. You just can't take it away all at once. You got to do it in increments. You'll have a gun, but you can't have a handgun, and the gun you'll have, the magazine will only allow you to shoot 5 rounds. That's it. I think what he just did, he just made gun sales go up. That's what I think. Now everybody in the country is going to want to have a gun. And they're going to go out, and anywhere, any place they can get one, they're going to spend the money. I think we may see the underground gun business excel. If that was a stock option, I'd be putting money on it. I'd definitely be putting money on it. I think if the gun companies had a stock, I'd be buying it. Especially in Canada, I think we're going to see a lot of people. Oh yeah, okay, we'll go along with you. Yeah. How much is that rifle over there? How many bullets does it come with? Oh, 500? Yeah, done deal. Never trust the government. Never trust the government. You know. I was looking at some other stuff today, and tadpole. I was looking at other stuff today about nano. Well, I want to go into another topic first, so I'll get back to the nano stuff. Now, I was just going down talking about guns. Now, the United Nations has decided that they're going to go after the people, or they're considered old men and women. Or old people. Did you know they're now going to declassify the gender of old people? Can't call somebody an old man or call somebody an old woman. Well, if you call somebody an old woman and she's around, you better be arm's length because she might hit you. You know, sometimes they don't mind. Sometimes they get a little touchy about that. Hey, old lady. Pow. Oh. You know. But anyway, now they want to get rid of the old people. They're saying you're living too long. Gotta get rid of you. And they've already started psychological warfare on old people. They got everybody believing that if your granddad is suffering immeasurably when he's older, you want to die before your time. If you feel like you're in inadequacy into the society, to take your own life. A lot of the old men are being put out in the streets because they made the feel that they have nothing more to offer. The wisdom of the elderly is priceless because if we listen to the wisdom of the elderly, we wouldn't be in this situation we're in today right now. Because they would have told you what happened when they grew up, and then if we had heard what they had gone through growing up, we now would have realized that this was a vicious circle. A vicious cycle continually repeating itself. I've been saying that every three generations. We wind up back to square one. We're reliving 1920 now at this point. We're going to head for a global war. This is inevitable. The United States right now is no longer the peacekeeper of the world. It is right now the instigator of the world. It has instigated issues in the Ukraine with Russia. Now it's starting to instigate things with China. Now, a lot of this is staged, I know. A lot of this is just bullshit. Get everybody distracted from what was really going on. But in all reality, this is all we've ever known is fight. That's what I mean. This is another part of the experiment. We've always had these antagonistic and protagonistic situations in life, and it's always never ending. There's always a battle. We live for the fight. You look and examine your life. You've had to struggle all your life. You had to fight all your life. And again, the wisdom that you have gained and the experiences you have gained. This is what you need to pass on to the next generation so that they don't get sucked into this stupid shit ever again. We need to put some sort of restrictions on government, all of them. They are there to represent the people who is supposed to have voted for them. The elections have also become a joke. You don't know if you're pulling the lever, if the guy you're voting for is the one you're pulling on. Or if you pull the lever and it's going to the other guy anyway. Like I said, it's corrupt to the core. So now there's a war on seniors. How old are you? I'm 99. You're too old. You got to die. George, bring me the needle. This is what they're going to do next. They've already started. All this bullshit they did. Remember in that place in Italy? And they wiped out the senior population. Medical malpractice is what killed them. They injected them with a bioweapon, and then the doctors put them on defibrillators, and they all died. Welcome to Italy. Everybody's in on this. It's not just an American-Canadian thing, because I always talk about American-Canada, too, because I can criticize these two countries because I live here. And whatever the United States does affects us in Canada. We're right beside it. So, here we are, have worked our lives, built this country, so that the powers that be can abuse this country, can rape this country, steal from this country, derail this country, and all the while laugh at it while it's going on. Imagine that. You know, hardy, hard, hard. We're living today, you know, in times we've never seen before. Well, they probably have, but we don't remember them. Because we never had the elders tell us what happened in their generation. Now, some of the native cultures still do that, and some of the Middle Eastern cultures still do that, but here in the West, we have lost that ability. Like I said, if 4 generations ago or 3 generations ago, if this situation was going on like it is today, they would have told us, hey, if this happens, expect this, and don't stick around or be prepared to stockpile food and weapons. Because the government is about to kill everybody and everything in sight. Somebody asked me today, yesterday, what would happen if they wiped all of us out? What would happen to the oligarchs? I said the oligarchs would just, basically re-terraform the planet with nanotechnology. And would probably go to war with each other to see who's going to be the predominant power. That's the way it usually goes. So when we're looking at today's times in regarding to older people on reservations that don't have running water or heat, or reservations where the government will come in and frack on their land without asking them any permission whatsoever. They happen here in Wallsburg, not too far from where I live. The natives can tell you stories if you're willing to listen to them. They've been around and they have seen the effects of the global banking systems destroy them. The pharmaceutical industries of the day destroyed them. And you know what? It's going to happen here in Canada. It's going to happen here in Canada. It was all never happened here. This is what we said about the government. For 2.5 years, what did the government do to us? Anybody want to repeat this to me? Anybody remember what the government did, or have you already forgotten how they caused millions of people across this country to lose their business over a fake pandemic? Made people put diapers on their faces and solutions that were toxic to their brain and their kidneys. They weren't there to protect, they were there to infect. So you want to tell me what good government is? They're not representing us, they're representing special interests. What did I hear today? Bill Gates said something about Gavi or the WHO. And Bill Gates is running the WHO. He's running the WHO. All this new legislation they're trying to pass where they can come into your country and dominate your medical institute, whatever injections that they want to put on people. This is where the fortified buildings they're building out in the outskirts. This is going to be for those people that refuse to comply. And the people that are dying from these infectious bio programs that they have collected from each other. This is what, they're not collected from each other, how they collected from the doctors and they passed it on to everybody else. They collected that from each other. So like I said, we're no longer going to be in that situation where everything's going to work out. If anybody thinks we're going back to rosy-dozy, you need to share with me what you're drinking, really. And I'll take a double. You need to wake up, shake the cobwebs, have a reality check. It's very easy to do. If you're 20 years old, go back 10 years, 15 years. When you were a child, and remember all the assaults that came at you from friends and family and different things that happened. And then by the time you got 20, it's like you're revisiting those times. You know, you've been, like I said, that's how you were programmed. That's how everybody gets programmed. Like I said, things ain't what they used to be, if they're what they used to be ever even existed. I also have friends of mine that say this. It's not that they were any better back then. They were just as shitty as they are today. The only difference is people didn't know it was or how bad it was. And everybody had steady jobs and had homes and lived a little bit. Not seeing that today. The experiment is continuing. In this terrarium, we have all these obstacles that are set before us that if we fail to conquer the obstacle, you might wind up getting punished. You know, it's the way it works. We're always looking for something to progress us, something to move us forward. The interesting thing is we're not moving forward. We're digressing more and more by the day. By the day. And like I said, it almost feels like we're in a lab or in a terrarium. And we've been giving certain things in this environment to happen. Chemtrail dust falling on you. Article I'm putting on tonight's theme. About nanoparticles, how we breathe in 1 trillion particles every day. We breathe in 1 trillion particles every day. And it takes a while for that to saturate to a point in your body where it actually can cause you a great deal of pain and you're restless. Not difficult really to figure out. So, like I said, you know, we're being exposed to this kind of situation too. Nobody's eating organic. You go look up in the sky and you see all these, what looks like a line in the sky. That's not condensation, just a constant reminder because some people haven't woke up yet. We are dealing with sophisticated weaponry that today can wipe out all life on the planet. And they're saying that. They are saying that now they want to put this weather cloud or weather device up in the air. Let's see where if I got it here. I know I got it somewhere. What happened here? The nano weather machine. Go look it up. They want to put nanoparticles up in the sky in little tiny bags. So then they can activate those particles to create charges in the cloud that will stimulate rainfall. Now I've been saying for the longest time everybody should have an indoor garden. Growing things indoors. Avoid the outside trap. There's a lot of people going off grid thinking that they're going to grow their vegetables and they can put this on their food or that on their food or take certain liquid salt. That doesn't do jack shit. None of that. And they're going to continue to eat out in the open because they want to be, you know, one with nature. Nature is a violent, violent setting. You go in a jungle and you confront a lion, he ain't going to let you go pet him around his mane. He's going to take you out. You go into a lake or a stream and there's a hippopotamus there, that hippopotamus is going to take you out. You know, you go in, you're swimming in these oceans that have crocodiles. That crocodile isn't going to frolic and play with you, he's going to take you out. You know, swimming where there's sharks, that shark will take you out. You know. Yeah, and it doesn't have to be that dramatic. The point I'm trying to get across here is this. Nature is not a kind place. you're going to go out and out on your own, and you're going to start growing shit on the ground. I don't care how good your seed is. Heritage seed, original seeds, dating way back since the dinosaur ages. You put it in the earth today, it will incorporate the nano operating system, which will then assemble in your food supply. And there you have it. You will be taken out. You know, we're looking today, like I said, using different things for war. We're using, and nothing is being made to benefit us on any level. The rhetoric is, oh, we'll have a cure for cancer in 20 years. And no, they won't. Oh, we're going to have a cure for diabetes in 5. No, you won't. The powers that be will only release that technology for themselves. Once they figure out how to use it, when Tesla built, he built devices to help regenerate the body. You know, you can't today believe anything the television says. When television is advertising for any product in a can or a bag, read the labels on the cans before you even buy them. Same with the powders. Check them for any kind of contaminant. Because a lot of these foods today, you're not going to taste, you know, or smell. You're going to be so loaded with technology that they're going to have to hook up an AI network to you just so that you can function. It's unreal what we're dealing with today. Totally unreal. Let's see, I got... Oh! Everyone contacts me and says to me, Tone, I can't digest, I can't take a dump, I can't poop, I'm uncomfortable, and I'm always filled, and I can't seem to get out and empty out my guts. What do I do? I always tell them, go to Walmart, take off the old butt, give them a new one, trade it, exchange it, back in business. Saves me a lot of grief. But it can't be done. I'm not there yet, but then one day you'll be able to do that at a Walmart. So anyway, I found this link, actually a couple of links. I found the link with the consumable products that have nanotechnology in them. It's called a Nanotech Project. I'm trying to think where the heck I saw my other, hold on. Get Big Pharma. Oh, here we go. Sorry about that, I lost my line. While you're having absorption issues, you know, a lot of it ties to two things. Acid. You need the acid to digest. All these goofy gurus talking today about being vegan. You weren't designed to eat vegetables. You weren't designed to eat meat. You were designed to eat vegetables. Now, here's your counter argument to that. If we're meant to live on all vegetables, how is it we do not produce the enzyme cellulase? We don't make that enzyme at all. Nobody does. You make other enzymes, but that one you don't make. And cellulase can only come from eating raw vegetables, which today is loaded with toxic metal. So, when they say that we're meant to do this, by definition, by the fact that, A, we don't have the enzymes to break down fibrous material like grasses and weeds, like cows, sheep, and goats do, and deer. Okay, we don't have that. So, that would exclude the idea that we're only meant to eat vegetables. Like I said, the bullshit on the whole health food industry today has been completely compromised. It's all about making money and entertaining you. That's all it's about. They don't care if you see the gauge or not. That's part of the entertainment as well. Like I said, you know, we're no longer living those wonderful times. And so a lot of times the enzymes are acid. They work in an acid medium to engage in the breaking down of proteins into peptides. That's what enzymes do. They also have coenzymes that create other biochemical reactions. But cellulase, we don't produce at all. Zero. So when I hear ding-dongs talking the way they do, I won't even debate them. Because I'll tell you why I won't debate them. Because all they're looking for is grandstanding. They need a name to make their names jump so they can sell you shit products. Because if I go somewhere and somebody's selling products that I don't believe in, I don't really like going and doing interviews with people. If I'm saying, don't use carbon C60 and you're advertising carbon C60 on my show as in the interview, first, you're disrespecting me. And second, you're just there to screw people over. That's how I look at it anyway. So I'm very particular who I involve myself with these days, if I go out and talk. I'd rather talk to Joe Blow, who's just getting started, than some of these people who have been around. Because Joe Blow isn't interested right now in selling a lot of junk. The real Joe Blows are looking for real solutions for their own health. So when we're looking at some of the absorption issues, a lot of it is being impeded by epigenetics, external factors, emotional factors, mental factors, and enzymes are a key player to regenerate the stomach. Well, they're there for a lot of things. I mean, cofactors to regenerate, they're just about anything. But we, like I said, when we're looking at the what's required, isn't an alkaline diet like they're promoting. If you're eating heavy fats and heavy meat, you need acid. You need enzymes that work in an acid base to continually break down these components so they break down correctly. And if you're not getting enough acid and you over-alkalize the body, you can still get cancer. Like I said, the whole thing, when you really, again, if you look at anything today, India is one of the few countries in the world that has a high alkaline diet, and yet they get cancer. According to their theory, if you have an alkaline diet, you can keep yourself from getting cancer. Well, that isn't true. And when they say that meat is causing problems in the gut, that too isn't true. This just goes to show you how stupid some of them are. They'll do anything to make a buck. That's what's so freaking annoying. They'll do anything to make a dollar. They never look at the fact that the cows themselves have antibiotics at immeasurable rates, that the animals are eating feed that's highly saturated with metallic materials, nor do they take in any consideration whatsoever, you know, in the way the meat is packaged and cut. Excuse me. They will blame meat as the problem. Meat's not a problem. I haven't eaten meat all my life. My guts work great. You know, I wasn't eating any bread. I haven't eaten bread for like almost 12 years. I created a formula, which we'll share one day. When Dave puts up the next video and comes over, we'll do another one. The concept of meat, if it's loaded with antibiotics, if it's loaded with genetic engineered material, if it's loaded with nanoparticles that they use to spray on the crop that they're feeding the animal, then when you eat the meat will be polluted with these components. Same with your vegetable. Now, people argue me and say, well, it's a inhumane what we're doing to the cows, really? I think it's inhumane what we're doing to the trees. Clear cutting so we can plant genetically engineered soy into the ground so we can sell it to the Chinese. Really? And you don't think the ground is screaming in pain? They did experiments years ago at universities. Plants are sentient to some level. They're more empathic, but they have a certain amount of sentience. When plants in their environment die, they all chip in to help revive the plant. Not many people know that. Plants in a sprouted form have high levels of arsenic. Again, as a protective weapon. Okay. So, like I said, the whole meat thing and the vegan thing, none of the food supply is safe. None of it. If we're breathing in trillions and trillions of these nanoparticles every day, then consider how much shit is falling on the ground. There's no organic. Anybody who still perpetrates that they're eating organic, they got a rock in their head. They need to share what they're smoking with me as well. Or drinking. You got one guy smoking with the other guy. Yeah, bring him here. I need to get in that dimensional warp you're in. Nobody could be this dumb. Nobody. If you can't figure out if the soil samples that you're planting your seeds in have been exposed to chemtrails or nanoparticles that have been sprayed into the ground, don't think for one minute that when the plant grows up, it's not going to absorb those materials. It will. This is why I've been saying for 2.5 years, grow a garden indoors. Get everything ready inside. Best thing you can do. Because today, growing stuff outside, not a good idea at all. And if you're going to flip dirt and stuff like that, still not going to pay attention to what I'm saying here, then make sure you're wearing some kind of high-end respirator, because the dust you're going to be breathing in is not just going to be weed dust, that is going to be nano dust mixed in. Most people don't listen to what I say in this regard. They continue to eat, they go cut the grass, they lean over. A couple days later, they got these welts on their face and they're wondering where they came from. Now you know. So, like I said, we need to really pay attention to what's going on. Protect the elderly on any level, because they will come back. Unless, what happened there? I think I got hit with something. What happened? Oh, give me 1 second here. Protect the elderly at any cost, because what's going to happen, see, I'm presenting a bunch of things tonight, and it seems like I'm scatterhead, and I am a little scatterhead. But I'm trying to show you on every different front, they're trying to take us out. This experiment is going on, it's an ongoing experiment, to see, again, what is it going to take to break. And the elderly, like I said earlier, coming out with excuses, and they're degendering them. The food supply and the whole bullshit with vegan and meat. There's no organics. None. Unless you're growing them yourself and they're indoors or in a spot where they're not being exposed to the outside with the fallout from the chemtrails. If we're breathing in a trillion of these things a day, how much are the crops and the grasses and the trees breathing in? Because once you cut those down, we'll be breathing in even more of this shit. So like I said, we need to understand that we are no longer in a place of Walt Disney World, La La Land. We are being subjected to a high-end experimentation taking away your guns. That's a, you know, your privilege to defend yourself. They're taking that from you. You know, they're giving you medications. Medications that you don't need. You know. Stuff that they tell you in regard to medicine. It's like I said, it's just amazing today. What they're in. Oh, I also got a chart there for everybody to look at. 1,300 nanoparticles are in the food supply. This is an outdated one. It's supposed to be one that has 2,400. You know, read that so that you can help avoid some of the exposure. We got a president of Big Pharma had paid out some major dollars so that he didn't have to take the shot. He got a writ of pass saying he did. Why are we paying taxes again? Oh wait, so that the government can use that money to screw everybody over. Is that why we're paying taxes to the government? Just so they can kill us with our own money. Not a good idea. Not a good idea at all. Like I said, things ain't what they used to be. You know, boys will be boys, girls will be girls. Not in today's time. Today, I saw a statue the other day. What was the saying? Something like, women of the future, or something like that. And the statue was just... And the statue today, you know, it was weird. It was a female upper body with breasts, lower body with a penis. This is where we're at today. That's a sign of more experimentation and exploitation on biology, physiology, psychology, you know. It again, a mind screw. This, we got a whole generation today being trained to be anti-heterosexual. You know, in my day, you know, guys looked at gals and said, oh, yes, indeed, you know, let's take a look at that. Kick the tires, you know, check under the hood, make sure the motor was running, that kind of thing. Turn the key on and away you rode. That's just how it worked. Normal. Today, we're not seeing that as normal. This is a sign of a society or a system waiting to be collapsed. The experiment has gone on as far as it can, and now it's time to pull the plug. That's what's going on here. We're going after elderly people so that people can't remember the history. The history will no longer be available to the next generation. They'll be so damn stupid, they won't be able to tie their shoe with Velcro. They'll be made to believe that eating shit, horse shit, cow shit, sheep shit, elephant shit, will be high in protein and good for them. All concepts of God will be completely erased, except that the governments or the very high affluential oligarchs are going to be their God. They will kiss their ass every which way but loose. That's where this is going. This is where this experiment is taking us. And unfortunately, there wasn't enough of us this time around to have a strong enough voice to stop this. I had a mom call me up today. You know, her son took two of these damn shots. Every time I hear that, I get pissed off. I really do. I get fucking pissed off. It annoys me to no end. I have now nothing to offer this woman to give her any hope or consolation on any level. Please don't send me emails about what you think doctors and shills are selling you, to that they say they made these claims that they're fixing people. They're not fixing fuck all. That's just a game to make money and prey on the despondent and the desperate. If you haven't by now figured out that we're living, that these people have been infected with a bio agent that's been genetically altered and has been designed to override their DNA, and you think some salt or some, I don't know, some magic potion is going to stop an operating system? Are you effing kidding me? after 2 years of me talking about nano and self-assembly and programmable nanoparticles and operating systems and AI and frequency activation, you still are running to somewhat secure or comforting thing that you know because you understand and you don't want to evolve your brain? I get it. People are desperate and they're looking for hope. But don't make it worse for them by giving them bullshit that isn't going to work and it's going to make them even feel worse. They'll get despondent and commit suicide, and that's what the fucking government wants them to do. This, like I said, a lot of you just don't think. Just like the other day with that Pfizer article where the guy had two different recordings. Everybody was thinking a one-dimensional syntax. Oh, that was a fake video, but nobody was paying attention to what was said on either one. If even though the one was fake, it was telling you what the other one was saying. But again, no thought, no thinking, no listening, really. I picked it up right away. The first one said that, you know, they were compiling in a group that in to get so many people that had died, you know, half the population had died, is the way he put it, and that they succeeded. Well, they did. And they did exactly what he said they did. The second one was the real one. He's talking about that they got their objective was to get the vaccines out to 50% of the general population of the planet. It's the same thing if you paid attention. They released a bioweapon on the planet. Half the planet now is infected with this genetically modified, programmable time bomb. These are not vaccines, and I don't know what it's going to take to get your minds and your brains on that track. And you start thinking about self-assembly, self-operating, self-preparing, self-programming. Operating systems that have been injected into people so they can become mutated in some form or fashion or eliminated. He was correct. He has killed half the planet. But you don't think. A lot of you don't think. So I get these emails, you know, and I can't get over. There's a lot of things I don't see either. I'll be to tell you the honest truth. There's a lot of things I don't see. But I get around people that do see things. And then we start talking and sharing. Oh, that's what that is. I got friends of mine, women friends. Not that I'm dating anybody. I've just got friends that are women, you know. And I always say to them, and I know they're real women. Well, at least I think I do. I haven't done the test. You know, you flip them upside down and see that's like a cat or a dog. Yeah, that's a woman, that's a guy, you know, that kind of thing. Anyway, I digress. And we talk about it. Now, the only way I can tell for sure myself, I have to look for the Adonis belt. That's the one thing that they haven't screwed with where, you know, that can throw me off. But I looked at some of the stuff, the face, sometimes I can pick it, sometimes I can't. Depending on the type of, I think, frame is, for me, is how I can tell. But I have a hard time. A lot of the old movie celebrity women that I used to like watching, I used to think, oh, ho, ho, you know, male testosterone taking over, you know, that's exchange DNA, that's that whole concept. And then find out they're men. It's like, oh, man, God almighty, it can't be, no. You know how disillusioned that makes one feel? Then you got to kind of reflect back in your past. Did I hope not, you know, that kind of thing. So, you know, pay attention. The one thing that I don't understand with people either, and I'm really dumb here, how is it that everyone is so gullibly willing to trust mainstream operatives to perpetrate whatever bullshit they're perpetrating, and you're ready to jump on that bandwagon after 2.5 years of being screwed over? I don't get that at all. I don't even understand why. I mean, why would you even consider on any level to put any trust in any of these people or in this system? That's what I don't understand. If they have screwed you once, they'll screw you twice. They'll screw you 3 times. If you let them, they'll screw you 1,000 times. As long as you keep on subjecting yourself to this gullibility. like I said, that doctor from Pfizer, whatever, president from Pfizer, whatever he said, not verbatim, but he basically said that they've got now half the people of the planet dead with these bioweapons. They're going to drop like flies. They're dropping like flies now. People say to me, well, I don't see it here. Well, you know, just because you don't see it doesn't mean it's hot. Like I said, I got 7 ambulances every night go by here. The numbers have gone up. They're all heading in the Windsor. You know, barbecue some dead people. And I heard somebody the other day from Toronto contact me. I forget, he's like Senator Toronto. He's every night he's hearing sirens over there as well. You know. So like I said, you know, we need to pay attention, not be so sucked in. Marketers and whatever. They are going to continue playing on your mind. They're going to continue playing with your head. And the things that you're subjected to, that's what they're going to hit you with. They're going to play by hook or crook, but they're going to get you. They are going to get you. That's what they plan. Some of us, it doesn't matter. They'll never change us. We're not going to be here long. That's a given. Some will sit on the fence as long as they can. And when the fence collapses, they're going to wind up going on the other side anyway. Be careful who you associate with, even on a guru level even. You never know, they might be a cult leader. That's the way these things work sometimes. Most of the times what we're seeing today in regarding to how people are manhandled or treated, it's the same. Nothing's changed. Nothing. You know, they had a horse, we got cars, but nothing's changed. People's nature haven't changed. Oh, it'll fluctuate 3 years and then go right back, but that's not change. That's basically being neutralized. Can't go forward, can't go back. That's the way things are. Then you got, like I said, the head of the pharmaceutical company saying he got popped for not having the proper paperwork. He told everybody he was injected. He wasn't. Like I said, things ain't what they used to be. In some ways, they're the same as they used to be. No different. No different. It's amazing. All right, I'm going to let it go here. And a bunch of good links down there. Something on citric acid, which I didn't touch on. But, you know, check out the links. Share the information with everybody. I always talk about the end of these shows about reading the Gospels, reading what Jesus had to say, following Jesus. You know, I'm of the mindset of John 3:16-17. You know, pay attention to what you're reading. Don't let anybody interfere with your investigation in the Gospels. I don't care what they are, Catholic, Protestant, Baptist, Pentecostal, Foursquare, Jehovah's, whatever. Read it for yourself. You know, establish that one-on-one with the Great One, and I'm referring to God. Okay, that's the best thing you could do. Reestablish that connection with God one-to-one. You know, it'll get you through this time. Dead or alive, it'll get you through it. You know, read the book of Revelations. I always say that, you know. That's the playbook. That is the playbook. Check it out. On the top of the page, there are people there that are also trying to help people and, you know, give them advice. If you can, help them as well financially. See what you can help them with. If you're broke, busted, been, you know, had your job removed because the pharmaceutical companies like Pfizer and Moderna helped bankrupt you. The governments of Canada and the United States have bankrupted you. You know, start something on your own. You know, whatever it may be autonomous, you know. But share the information with everybody. Share it. And share it with everybody. Alrighty. As I always say at the end of the shows, by the grace of God, we're still here. So till the next segment, to your health. Take care.